I suppose if you look at it from a glass half full perspective, we're lucky here in the county in that we've actually got, we had 15 schemes that came off the CFRAM study, and 9 of those have been approved. So Lifford is one of them, and then there's 8 other schemes, and 5 of those are, you know, tenders back on them, and we're hoping to appoint a consultant by the end of March. And the 3 that were announced by the ministerial visit in November, that's Buncrana Loddon, Remelton and Balbafeist and Aller, we're in an advanced stage of preparing the project brief for them, and we're hoping to get that out very soon too. So they'll follow, you know, similar to this public consultation and indeed similar timelines. Now, yep. For some of the smaller schemes, we'd hope maybe we could progress them a little bit quicker, but we'll have to see as we go through the process.
So this is going to be a very, very much a long-term thing. This is not going to be a quick fix.
Unfortunately not. There's many many issues, particularly environmental. You know, you've got all of these rivers are typically SACs. You know, there's also the schemes are typically focused around the urban areas, and we obviously have to consider our counterparts in the rural areas. And where you say maybe storing water in a floodplain is excellent for the urban area, you know, you have to manage the expectations of the farmers upstream as well that might see that as a to their detriment. So there's a lot of views that need to be taken on board. There's a lot of issues, but also, you know, it's a great opportunity. There's between all the schemes that have been approved, it's over 25 million, and that's a significant investment in the county. You know, around assets like rivers, which obviously, as I mentioned before, are an issue when they flood, but an opportunity the rest of the time when they're not in flood.